Jesus, we just acknowledge you tonight. Not only as our Savior and our Lord, but you're the very breath that we breathe. Yeah. Without you, we have no life. If we don't drink you in, there is no life. If we don't abide in you, there's nothing of value in our lives. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Oh, Lord, in these times where we try to accomplish things on our own, Lord, I thank you for this invitation just to come to you, to run to you. Abide in you, to dwell with you, to spend time with you, to lean on you, listen to you, to hear your voice as you speak to us through your Spirit, revealing the most intimate plans and the purposes and the things that you have for us. Thank you that you're calling us to the higher places. You're calling us to the mountain, to the hill, to ascend to the holy place. You're saying, put your eyes up on me. Take your eyes off of the things around you, off of the storms that you see. It's hard to have faith in the one that we're to have faith in when our eyes are in other things. Jesus, we set our eyes upon you. We set our focus upon you alone. You're our strength. You're our hope. You created us, and you created us to do the very things that we can only do with you. Apart from you, there's nothing. I was in this in John 1 as I'm just soaking in these scriptures of Jesus coming to the earth, and it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Oh, the day that you came into this earth and you as flesh, as a man, for the purpose of reconciling us back to the Father, for oneness with you, for intimacy, relationship with you, the very thing you created us for. But even in this time on this earth, as Marcus was saying this, we were in this time this morning just praying and realizing that when the Lord puts a plan or an objective for you to accomplish, something that he has for you to do, the interesting thing is it's not something that's easy to accomplish. There's always trials that it's the next thing to come. When you step into his plan, it's not easy. It's not something that's like, oh, now it's great. You actually step into the storms. You step into the most difficult things. And sometimes we think, oh, we missed it. This can't be the plan. This is the storm. I think what we have to realize is there's the testing of our faith when he positions us for the next battle, for the things that are ahead. And every time we look at, like Shadrach, we were looking at this, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, before they took their place to step into a higher place of authority, they had to go through the fire. Before David stepped into the place of kingship, he had to fight his biggest battle. Before Daniel took a greater place of authority, he spent time in the lion's den. when Joshua leads the Israelites across the Jordan, they face their first army in Jericho. When the Lord leads Moses out with the Israelites, they come between the waters and an army, and it's the Lord that delivers them. But our faith increases in these times. The trusting in the Lord has to increase in these times. So, Lord, I thank you that we are in amazing times. We're in times where you're calling us into the deep. You're calling us into the storms. You're calling us into the next battle. You created us for the battles. But we can't live apart from you. We need to hear your voice. We need to trust you at all times. We need to abide in you. Set our hearts upon you. Have clean hands and a pure heart. Lord, I pray for a strength in this season that goes beyond our own abilities, that sets us in you. The Lord, as we were just worshiping early at the first song, the Lord just took me to Isaiah 50. There's a phrase. I'm just going to pray and read this over us. And it says, "The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. I've offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pull out my beard. I will not hide my face from mocking and from spitting. Because the Lord, or the sovereign Lord, helps me, I will not be disgraced." And here's the part that I felt the Lord was saying. "Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I will know that I will not be put to shame. For he who vindicates me, he is near." Just that part right there. Jesus, as he says, "I have the keys to the kingdom." And then he tells us to go make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey my commands. And he says, "And I will be with you always till the end of the age." Lord, I thank you. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the sovereign Lord who helps me. Who is he that condemns me? They will all wear out like a garment. The moths will eat them up. And to that, I went over to Zechariah 3. And this is where Satan, he's the accuser. And it says this. It says, "The Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?' And now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. And it says, the angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Take off the filthy clothes.' Then he said to Joshua, 'See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put rich garments on you.' And then he said, 'Put a clean turban on his head.' And so they put the clean turban on his head and clothed him, while the angel of the Lord stood by. And it says, and the angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua." And I believe this is the charge for us for this season right here. "This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you will walk in my ways, if you will keep my commands, my requirements, then you will govern my house. You will have charge of my heavenly courts, and I will give you a place among those standing there. Lord, I thank you for the times that we're in. Though there's an accuser, Lord, we say, the Lord rebuke you. Lord, I thank you, you are the one, Jesus, that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We stand before you with our eyes set upon you. We say, we will not shrink back. We will have foreheads that are like flint. We will move out in the plans and the purposes that you have, accomplishing the things that you call us to accomplish. And when we see the storms ahead, we will not shrink back. We will not turn away, but we will know who is before us and who is behind us. It is the righteousness of Jesus that goes before us, and it's the glory of the Lord that is our rear guard. Lord, I thank you that you have made us to be as oaks of righteousness. You've made us to be a planting of the Lord for the very display of your splendor. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for the time that we're in, these very times right now. This is the time where we are to display the glory of God. And we do it by hearing your voice, walking in your ways, abiding in you, not shrinking back in these times when things don't make sense, when we have to step into the very fire, when we're thrown into the lion's den, when we go, God, what happened? I thought you were with us. And he goes, I am with you. Stay with me. Stay strong in these times. Keep your eyes on me. Don't focus on the storms, on the situations. Lord, I thank you that you are our strength. I thank you that we are the victorious ones. We are the overcomers. Not because of us, but because of you. I thank you that you came to die on a cross, to give us the victory on this earth and the victory in you by the power of your Spirit that dwells within us as we walk in your ways, as we listen to your voice, as we abide in you. Strengthen us, Lord. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. In Jesus' name. We're going to go into prayer, so if you want to pray, you don't have to pray. No one has to pray. Just to make that clear. If you just want to pray, get my attention. Actually, let me real quick. I feel like, Andrew, you're just supposed to just pray into this first, and then we'll go.
Yeah. Father God, we need so much more of you. We cannot do it on our own. We've got to have you. And so, Father, we surrender our expectations of what that needs to look like, that having you would mean one thing or another. Lord, where we've expected it to be comfort, and it's actually challenge, or where we've expected it to be ease and it's been endurance, where we've expected it to be painless and it's come with a cost. Lord, we surrender those expectations because we recognize that you are our exceedingly great reward. And so we say yes, we sign up again tonight to say, Lord, we want everything that you have for us, everything you have for our families, everything you have for our church, everything you have for our community, everything you have for Colorado. Lord, we say yes to it, having counted the cost, recognizing that it might not be easy. It probably won't be easy. But Lord, we say yes because you're worth it. We say yes because you're the great King of all kings. We say yes because we want to be obedient. We say yes because we're your sons and we're your daughters. We say yes to our Father. We say yes. Lord, we thank you for how you have washed us clean and you've made us righteous. Lord, there's not this big sin in between you and us, but Lord, I feel like there's a lot of self still. Lord, where we've done okay to kind of follow the rules, but we've still clung to our life in ways. Lord, we pray that as we encounter your presence, Lord, that you would help free us from self. And where we're still battling with sin, Lord, help that. But I feel impressed to pray, Lord, that you would deliver us from self.
Yes.
Lord, from selfishness, from
yes.
self-preservation, from my self-image, from my reputation, from all of these things that I might still cling to, my time. Lord, as we lay ourselves on the altar, as we make ourselves a living sacrifice, there is no mine and yours. You get this, and I'm going to hold on to these. Lord, the lamb doesn't just get to put its arm up on the altar and say, well, that should do, right? And so, Father, Lord, free us from self. That Hebrews 12, throw off the sin, but also the weights that entangle us. Yeah, so Lord, that's just our own self, Lord. We ask that you would strip that away, begin to chip away, begin to peel back and to cut off, Lord, to even circumcise parts of our heart,
yes.
Lord, where we've been hard or calloused or guarded, to not let you in to certain areas, to not let you speak correction into how we numb pain or pass time or self-medicate, Lord, where we've said this entertainment, I've earned it because I worked hard, to disengage in this way is my right. Lord, we put all those rights at your feet. We put all of those all those things we think we've earned at your feet. And Lord, we just ask that you would reveal to us, give us spiritual eyesight, give us spiritual understanding, spiritual wisdom to recognize that though we might sell the field, though we might sell everything we have, you are the pearl of great price. You are the treasure that's hidden. Lord, we pray that we would recognize that we would be a people who are willing to give up everything to have you.
Yes.
And Lord, that we wouldn't become delusioned or deceived to think that it's a bad trade. But Lord, help us to recognize your incredible value. Help us to see and to appraise you rightly, that you are so much greater than anything that we could hold on to. You are so much greater than anything we could give up. You are so much greater than anything that this world has to offer. And so, Lord, we say yes again tonight to be a people set apart, to be a people set on fire, to be a people who are living in longing for you. Not people who are easily satisfied with a couple songs, but Lord, the people who want to give their everything. Not people who are satisfied with just a couple of verses, but Lord, people who will devour your word. Not people who are just satisfied with a visitation, but Lord, people who desire habitation. Lord, that you would live and dwell amongst us. Not just visit us from time to time, that we would have a good service every now and then, but Lord, that you would live and dwell among us. Lord, that we would create an environment of praise, that you would be enthroned as ruling king, not genie in a bottle to give us what we want, but that we would give you what you deserve. Lord, that we would trade our entitlement for yours. Lord, you are entitled to worship and praise and adoration. We're entitled to death in the grave. That was our entitlement. That was what we deserved. Oh, but your incredible mercy and grace, that you would count us among your special people, that you would count us among your children, that you would count us among those who will receive an inheritance, those who will step into everlasting life. So Lord, we say yes. Yeah, there's no cost too high for that. There's no cost too high to be counted as a son or as a daughter of God. So Lord, we bless you tonight. We bless you in Jesus' name.
I just asked Luna if she had anything, and she said the chorus of "Oh, the Wonderful Cross," and I was literally just thinking of that, like, before she said it. Maybe about 2 minutes before she said it, so.
Oh, the wonderful cross. Oh, the wonderful cross bids me come and die and find that I may truly live. Thank you.
Jesus. We want to be your bondservants. Show us the joy in truly being your bondservants. Denying ourselves. There's joy in denying ourselves. There's, yeah, we get more of you. It's like a trade-off. The more we decrease, the more less of us, we get more of you. The more we press in, you can't wait to show yourself to us. God, make us hungry for that. Make us willing. I just see you, Papa God, with like a big, beautiful present for all your children. An individual present. It's beautifully wrapped. And inside, it's die to self. Die. Yeah, Lord, help us to be willing. It's a wonderful thing, God. If we could only know it. Help us to know it. Help us to understand. Psalm 27:13, when you close your eyes and pray, then you open them, you can't see. Okay, I would have despaired. I love this. I was just talking to the Lord as I was driving here tonight. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. God, I thank you. Your promises are yes and amen. You are not a man that you should lie. I thank you, Father. All your promises are yes and amen. God, we would have despaired unless we had believed. And we believe tonight. We here in Castle Rock at the Rock, we're believers. We're believers. And we believe that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We believe we will see the goodness of the Lord in Colorado. Colorado belongs to Jesus. Belongs to Jesus. You rule and you reign from the high places and the low places. Every place in Colorado belongs to Jesus. We are your remnant. We humbly and confidently stand right here, God, tonight and say, we believe. We believe Colorado belongs to Jesus. You are having your way even now. I got the lion and the lamb tonight while driving here tonight too. And Jesus is the lion and he's the lamb. But tonight I feel like he's the lion. And physically I'm kind of not feeling so great, but my spirit is like, ooh. And so I'm just going to pray because Jesus, you're victorious. You're victorious. You never fail. The blood always wins. We declare the blood of Jesus in Colorado. Victory. Victory because of the blood of Jesus in Colorado, from the north, south, east, and the west. In the school systems, God, in the police systems, God, in our government, God, at the Capitol in Denver, God, for life, for children who are in the womb, who deserve their life. You formed them and you made them, God. You're making them, God. We thank you. You're turning it all around. You're making all things new. You're turning it all around, God, making all things new in Colorado. You are the lion. And you say, enough, Jesus, because of your blood, because of your sacrifice. We believe with you, Jesus, tonight. Victorious warrior King Jesus. Ride on, ride on, ride on, ride on. We thank you. We ride with you. We will ride with you, King Jesus. We ride with you in victory tonight. We say yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Do it, God. We believe it. We believe it. Do it, God. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. Put your enemies to shame. Put those enemies to shame, Jesus. To shame, to shame, to shame. Shakapa sakata papa. Oh.
Jesus is your name. It's you.
It's you.
The repairer of the breach, the restorer of all things. We thank you. This is your name. This is your nature. This is your character. So, Lord, you do make all things new. You even began in our hearts the creative work of the new heavens and the new earths. Earth has begun in our hearts. We're the new creatures, the new creation. God, we say renew. God, we say restore. God, we say bring together for your glory and for your name. In Jesus' name.
Sweet Jesus, you showed each of the worshipers here. And they each had crowns on. And we cast our crowns off to you. And they came and they wrapped around your face in intimacy. And I thank you that we are a kingdom of priests and kings. Priests for intimacy. Kingship for authority. I thank you that what you say, Lord, has authority. You speak and it matters, it manifests. And we just praise you that we have your word to be able to profess your promises, to be able to say what your will is. We thank you, O Lord, for the power that you give to each one of us, that you delegate. We have nothing without you, Lord. You are our vine. We are your branches. And we just praise you. Lord, I thank you for a vision I saw of how Christmas trees look some like vortexes. And sometimes when I see heavenly portals, they look like vortex. And I just praise you. As I saw a Christmas tree, I saw a heavenly vortex superimposed on it. Lord, I pray that everyone who puts up a Christmas tree, anywhere they put it up, in the malls, in businesses, in homes, that that place will be sanctified unto salvation. That those people that gather around it will feel your presence and they will ponder a relationship with you. That each person who sees a Christmas tree in their house, in their business, where they go, that, Lord, they will ponder you, that your believers will draw closer into a more intimate relationship with you, that they will be overcome with spiritual gifts to draw others in, to do your healing, to do your prophecy, to do your will, Lord, and that people who have not had a relationship with you yet will come to a saving grace. I thank you for everywhere in the world that there is a Christmas tree, that your heavenly presence is going to manifest to call those people into relationship. The best thing that we could ever have, Lord, is a relationship with you, and I thank you for calling each person here into a relationship, and that we want that for other people. We burn for other people to know you, Lord, because you are burning within us, and it's your heart. Praise you.
Thinking a lot about honor recently, and just I just wanted to, was that worship really special tonight? I don't know, I felt like it was really, I just wanted to honor Marcus and Luna, honor the team. It was so good. But yeah, just when she was praying about those crowns, I just saw like this picture of like honor, like as we honor somebody, I just saw like a crown being put on their head that they could then like throw at Jesus' feet, like. And so yeah, Lord, we just pray. Just thank you, God, for just a culture of honor
And we just honor Mike tonight, Lord. And we just honor Marcus. We honor Luna. We honor Andrew. We just honor just the leadership of this church. God, we honor JR for just the amazing contribution, just the amazing legacy he's left, Lord. And, yeah, Lord, I just thank you for just this culture of honor, God. Like it says in Romans 12, I pray that we would just outdo each other in showing honor, Lord. And that we just thank you, Holy Spirit, that this is just a spiritual thing that's released just when we honor others in our heart, God. So I just pray that just by your Spirit, there would just be just new levels of honor just being released at the Rock Church, God. We just pray that we would just see each other through the eyes of the Spirit, that we would just see each other, just the full potential of destiny that each person has. And Lord, we just thank you, God. We just honor each other. And we just thank you, Holy Spirit, that you say that may we be one as you are one, so that the world may know, God. We just thank you, Holy Spirit, that as honor is released, Lord, that your salvation just is poured forth from this place, God. Just poured forth across Colorado, Lord. We just thank you, Holy Spirit. We just release just a spirit of honor into the atmosphere, God. We thank you, Lord, that we just love each other. Just teach us to love each other as Christ loves us, God. And just thank you for just releasing just a culture of honor, that we would just see each other in that way, and that we would just express it regularly, God. In Jesus' name.
Just seeing, like, when you look at the group here, you got Joseph and Joshua and Marcus and Luna, we're all made in the image of Jesus. We're all made with our specific giftings, and the beauty is when Marcus plays alone, it's really good. When Luna joins in, it's even better. And then when Joseph starts to play the guitar, like, it even sounds more just full. And then you get Joshua that hits the violin, and all of a sudden, like, it's a symphony. And it starts to, like, the beauty of it, here's the beauty of it, is that as we all express, like, part of who Jesus is part of the body, but when it all comes together, there is such a beauty in it, and that's the honoring, just honoring one another. And looking at the part that they play, and then realizing that you do play a part. It says, how can the hand say to the eye, no part of you? Like, all the body has to come together and play together. And often it's like, we'll honor others, but sometimes we don't even, it's like we will pull back from our part. Well, my part isn't really needed. And I just want to say, your part, it's not out of a pride position. It's not like, well, oh yes, I'm so important. But you are important because God's created you in his image, and you're to participate in the body. You're to be a part of the body. But if the hand just decides not to operate, it really affects the rest of the body. We need every part of the body to operate in the part that they're called to operate in. And then there's an honor of the body together to encourage each other in the good deeds and the things that we're called to do. So, Lord, we do just thank you that you've created us not just to do this alone with you, Jesus. It's not just, it isn't just us and Jesus. You've created us to be as one. It's the very cry that Jesus has in John 17. It's the reason that he gives us his glory is for oneness with each other. Because when he gives us his glory for the oneness with each other, there is even a greater glory just released. It glorifies him, and then he gives the glory to the Father. So Jesus, we thank you. Thank you that you give us your Spirit. You give us that grace, that manifold grace, that you impart a grace to each one of us to play the part that we play. May we play that part well, realizing that we actually are important in the body of Christ. And then, Lord, help us to strengthen other parts of the body, encourage them, pray for them. You know that we're supposed to pray for the body more than anything else. We pray for other things. We pray for the lost, but actually we pray for a strength in the body. The Lord even says, he goes, ask the Lord for the laborers, for those that are the believers to be strong so that the body of Christ can grow, that many can come into the kingdom. But we actually need to pray for the believers. We need to pray for the church, that it would be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit, that it would be awakened to the very calling and its plans and purposes. So, Lord, we do. We just lift up your church. We lift up Colorado, the church of Colorado, Lord. We thank you that you've called us to unite together as one. And we say, Lord, would you by your Spirit, it says that we'd make every effort to enter the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Lord, this isn't a unity around whether we get along or it's the unity of the Spirit which gives us that oneness to come together. It's the bond of peace. Jesus, you are our peace. So it's only through you. You're the glue. You're what brings us together. You're what holds us together. You hold all things in your hands. You hold all things together. So Lord, that's why we come to you. That's why we set our eyes upon you. So, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing with your church. We thank you that even in that place of faith, of having eyes on you, Lord, we run together in this. Jesus, we just love you. We thank you that you're the head, we're the body. Thank you, Jesus.
God, you would raise up voices of righteousness in this hour, in this nation, oh God. Lord God, that voices of righteousness would be bold, oh God. That you would, Lord, purify your bride, God. That, Lord God, you would silence the accuser of the brethren. I'm asking, God, for your holy fire to come, God. I'm asking, Lord, that, Lord Jesus, we would take back the gates, God. That, Lord God, there would be gates of righteousness in this nation, God. That, Lord God, you would purify your bride, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, Lord, that you train, God, our hands for war and our fingers for battle, Lord. That you are the mighty warrior and you are a man of war. Oh, God of glory, will you thunder, Lord, in this place? Will you thunder in this state, oh God? Weapons, Lord, of warfare, God. Lord God, I pray, Lord, that we would become your weapons of war in Jeremiah, God. Lord, that you would raise up battle axes in this hour, Lord God. Lord Jesus, that we would go on the offense and take back the territory, Lord. Lord God, Lord, that we would be fire snatchers, Father, in this time, Lord Jesus. Lord, that we would no longer sit back, God, but we would, Lord, cut off every weight that hinders us, Lord. Lord God, that you would just, Lord, give us the strength, Lord God, strengthen our inner man to say no, Lord, to the things of this world and yes to the things of the kingdom. Yes to your heart, oh God. Lord, I pray right now, Lord Jesus, for just a strengthening of the body of Christ. Lord, that you would strengthen us in this time and this hour, Lord. That you would pour out, Lord, a spirit of intercession upon this place, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, for purifying your bride in this time, strengthening, Lord, our legs and our hands, God. Lord Jesus, strengthening us to stand, Lord. When we've done all to stand, that we would stand in Jesus' name, Lord God. Boldness, righteousness, Lord. Lion of Judah, will you roar in this hour? Oh God, will you breathe a fresh wind and a fresh fire, God, upon all those, Lord, who have been sitting on the sidelines, God, discouraged, God. Lord, those who haven't had a word in a while, Lord, those who think they've been marginalized, God, those who think they've missed it, Lord, will you blow fresh wind and fresh fire, God? Will you raise up your army of righteousness in this hour? Lord, we're praying, God, for your fire to come, Lord, the holy fire that purifies us. Lord, strengthen us in this time. Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, God. Lord, keep our eyes fixed on your eyes of fire. Lord, God, that we would go into deep fellowship with you, Lord. Lord, and in that fellowship, God, we would find the strength to go forward, God. That you would give us the strategies, God, and the battle plans, oh Lord. Lord Jesus, I just thank you, God, right now. Lord Jesus, and I ask, God, Lord, that we would serve the enemy notice, God, in this time. Lord, that this is a time of boldness and of righteousness, God, that we would let the enemy know we're coming. We're coming with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, strengthen, equip, send us out, oh God. Let the spirit of intercession be upon us, God, an outpouring of intercession. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
This old grandma is speaking out in boldness for those unable to speak. I pray that our state, our nation, will come to the realization that we need to protect and preserve life. Give crazy definitions of what life is and what life isn't. Lord, you are the giver and creator of life. I'm stepping out in boldness to ask for help from you, Lord, that we can change our laws. We can change our way of respecting and honoring you, not like the pagans of old who sacrificed life. Lord, I pray that there are changes in this state of Colorado,
yes,
and in this nation. Father, you are the Holy One, but you have the power to change hearts and change minds. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would do this now. Thank you.
We thank you for this truth. You said, if you want to find life, you first have to lose it. You said, if you lost your life for the sake of the gospel, you would actually find it. So we come to the cross again and we say, we have found true life. I was listening to a message today. It was a Bible study, actually. But this guy referenced Andrew, the apostle. And it says, upon his death, he was martyred because he wouldn't stop preaching against the Roman gods, that they really weren't gods, and that Jesus was the one true God. And then in the area he was living in, the Roman governor said, everyone must honor and bow down to the gods of Rome. And Andrew stood his ground, and he died a death on a cross. And it said, as he approached the cross, and this might be a little bit of legend, but this is the testimony. It said, as he approached the cross, he started confessing, oh, cross of my Lord Jesus, how I have loved you, how I have embraced you my whole life, and how I'm honored to embrace you in my death and to honor the Lord Jesus in my death by taking his cross. And I was just like, what in the world? But Lord, that's our confession right now. We are saying we embrace this dying to ourselves, and we embrace your death. And we say your flesh was that doorway unto the Holy of Holies and unto communion with the Lord, and your blood has washed us clean. And we just say we love your cross. So we sign up again, as Andrew prayed, not just our arm on the altar, but our whole body. Not just our left arm on the cross, and we preserve the rest of us, but we climb.